When Iraqis went to the polls this week, they had just finished a season of being polled exhaustively themselves. The latest such poll was commissioned by ABC and the BBC and was released Monday. It found that Iraqis are mostly happy with their personal lives, although fewer than half think their country is better off now than it was before the war. Skepticism about the war seems to span the region. In October, Zoghbi International and University of Maryland professor Shibli Telami surveyed thousands of people in Jordan, Lebanon, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. More than three-quarters of respondents thought that the Iraq invasion had brought more terrorism and less peace to the Middle East. But Zoghbi and Telami were interested not only in what the public opinion was, but how it was formed. And so they also asked people what TV channels they relied on for international news. Joining me now for a little analysis is Williams College professor Mark Lynch, who also authors the blog Abu Aardvark. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Al Jazeera dwarfed its competition as the first choice for international news, but that's not very surprising, is it?
No, that's not surprising. Al Jazeera has always been the most popular station and the one that the most people watch. And what's the most interesting number there actually is that only 10% say that they never watch it. Now, if you asked how many people actually like Al Jazeera the most, that number would be a lot lower. But the fact is that everybody has to watch Al Jazeera to know what's going on, and that's not true of any other station.
Something that I found really interesting was that Al Arabiya, which is the Saudi channel and which we've always regarded as an able competitor to Al Jazeera, actually fell quite behind Al Jazeera in terms of viewership.
I think there's two possible reasons for that. One is Al Arabiya tends to do a lot better in, say, Iraq and Kuwait, which were left out of the survey. But the other reason is that over the last year, Al Arabiya has been pushing a very pro-American agenda, which might be turning viewers off.
If you go down to the bottom of the list, to the American station Al Hara, 5% say they consider it the first or second choice for news. 53% say they never watch it ever.
I don't think Al Hara is really succeeding anywhere. Interestingly, the station with the profile that looks most like Al Hura's is the Hezbollah station Al Manar. It suggests to me that, like Al Manar, it's reaching a very small niche of like-minded people, but it's not breaking out into a wider audience.
So if you were going to Al Hara's sponsors in Washington, D.C., what would you tell them to do? Admit defeat and just close up shop?
I think they need to radically rethink the mission and try and figure out what it is that they're trying to achieve. Right now, they have a combination of NBA games and Inside the Actor's Studio combined with news and talk shows, which frankly don't add very much to what's already out there. One of the things which has really bothered me about Al Hura and the way it's debated in Washington is that the Broadcasting Board of Governors seems to adopt a very boosterist position to it. They always want to flag the positive numbers and not really respond to the criticisms. And most independent observers look at it and say something's not working. But when the response is, well, you're wrong, things are working, that's not very productive.
As far as media habits go, was there a widely different pattern of usage among the different nations?
There were some pretty significant differences. Al Jazeera, for example, in some places, it's almost a monopoly, whereas in other places, it's relatively weak. If you had thrown Iraq into the survey, that would have become even more stark, where Al Jazeera took sixth place in an Ipsos stat survey of television in Iraq done a few months ago. One thing which has been important for a number of years is that Iraqis and Arabs are really seeing a very different reality, and they're getting different news and they see things really differently. And this gap in perceptions between, you know, the general Arab world and Iraq, it seems to be, if anything, getting worse.
This poll is one of an increasing number of public opinion polls that are being conducted throughout the region. Do you think that the proliferation of these polls is changing the political landscape there or merely tracking it?
I think that for these big cross-regional polls, the impact is more over on this side of the ocean. I think it tells us what Arabs think about us. But what has been much more interesting to me has been the proliferation of polls at the local level. Like in Jordan, for example, there's one independent newspaper which regularly commissions public opinion polls on domestic issues. And that's actually had quite an impact because it, in a sense, helps to break the stranglehold that opinion leaders or the government have on the agenda when a newspaper can say, look, what the people really care about is corruption, which maybe is something which columnists or the state-controlled media don't have any interest in pursuing. I think the real impact is going to be when we have 5 to 10 years of these under our belt and we can start tracking trends. And that, I think, is when we're going to start to see some real value in all of this public opinion polling.
All right. Mark, thank you very much.
And thanks for having me.
Mark Lynch is a political science professor at Williams College and the author of the new book, Voices of the New Arab Public, Iraq, Al Jazeera, and Middle East Politics Today.